This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, we've always got stuff in the news to talk about tonight, like, for instance, the new law in Texas. I teased it a couple of nights ago, but we never got to it, that apparently is going to make it illegal to send an unsolicited nude photograph to somebody. That's now apparently against the law. We can talk about that, plus the bus police. We got a brand new guest co-host here that we're trying out here tonight. He's a brand new mover, actually, here to the Keene area. By the way, I'm Ian Freeman here on Free Talk Live. But Captain Kickass is joining me here tonight. Welcome to the program.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, actually, I said off the air the other day, I don't think you were here for it, but I said, every time, if Adam Kokesh could, come to Keene, every time he comes to Keene and bring us one new mover, that would be pretty great, because we didn't know that you had just moved here. You hadn't, come out to meet anybody until this weekend, when Adam Kokesh was our guest co-host, because he happened to be in town. He was in Boston on Friday. Saturday.
He's getting maced or whatever?
Yeah, he ended up getting some pepper spray or some sort of nasty spray by the police. He had his microphone cut off at the so-called Straight Pride Parade. We talked in detail about that on Saturday night. So if you want to know all about what happened at the Straight Pride Parade in Boston from somebody who was there, just go to freetalklive.com, grab Saturday night's archive, and it's discussed in detail there. But then I think it was it Sunday night? Saturday night? Anyway, one of those nights,
yeah.
you came out, and you contacted him, said, "Oh, wow, I heard you on the radio. I'm in Keene." And I guess you guys know each other from past events.
Yeah, in Seattle, actually, he was doing his book tours and that kind of a thing. And on his book tours, one day he put up a cry for help on the social media, said, "Hey, I had a venue back out. Does anybody know of a venue available?"
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a thing.
And you're a musician, right?
Yeah, having played in bands for 20 years in the Seattle area and heavy metal bands, I know venues, and so I can get you a venue, no problem. So I got him a venue, and then every year, whenever he came through, he'd ping me a couple weeks in advance or whatever. "Hey, can you can we do it again?" Sure,
perfect.
I was familiar with his work, I kind of came through the YouTube stuff, right? I remember your videos about, Ian's couch, back in the day, came through like the Stefan.
It wasn't even my couch. It was my tenant's.
Oh, that's right. It was. Yeah. Kind of came through the old pre-cancer Stefan Molyneux stuff, mm-hmm. Jacob Spinney videos, on the state is not great, and that kind of a thing. And that's kind of how I found myself to be a libertarian individualist, if you will. Is the word that I like to use.
So you would say it was Kokesh that kind of brought you?
He was one of them, right? Because mm-hmm. he had the RT show going on, right? The Adam
right.
versus the Man thing that, I would catch on occasion. And I loved his Man on the Street video. I think that's always been what everybody loves about Adam.
He does great work,
Man on the Street videos. So, I don't know if you know this, but about 5 years ago, I attempted to move to Keene.
I didn't know that.
And
no.
failed.
Oh, no. Tell me about that.
I, in fact, almost died.
What? You didn't hit a moose, did you?
No, I hit black ice is
oh,
what happened.
Oh, man.
So,
you moved during the wintertime.
Well, it was March, right? So if you want to call that winter. And I was anxious, so I'm like, I'm just going to go in March. That's close enough to spring,
my God.
Right? Packed up all my stuff, and I bought a little trailer, put all my earthly belongings in it. I got across the mountains just fine, and then just outside of Spokane, Washington, I hit black ice.
Oh, so you hadn't even gotten to
didn't even get out of the state. Yeah, I didn't even get out of the state. Rolled it. The trailer exploded. All my earthly belongings scattered along the shoulder of the freeway. I got a ticket. from the Highway Patrol for...
That's just what you need in that
for
surgery.
Driving with the wheels off the roadway. That was what the ticket said on it.
Also known as crashing.
Yeah. and, you know, I mean, we like to talk about how the state is backwards. Like, if there were any other service provider providing a road and they didn't maintain it in a way that was safe for you to drive on, mm-hmm. you could hold them responsible. But you can't hold the state responsible for not, you know, salting or de-icing a road
right.
and causing you to crash. I mean, I was going a completely sane speed limit. I'm originally a Wisconsin kid. I know how to drive in the winter.
Right.
I've seen some other people sort of waver here and there. There were people behind me that saw the whole crash happen and were witnesses to it, came to my rescue. You know, if I'd have had a passenger, they'd have been dead because of the
wow.
way the roof caved in. I rolled three times completely. And so... I had to make a choice right then and there because, you know.
Turn around or
turn around where I got some support or, right. like, you know, dump some money into a U-Haul and keep going, you know. And I was like, I better just turn around. And so it took me five years later. Yeah. So I feel like.
Wow. I got to say, I mean, I definitely appreciate the dedication, man. I mean, a lot of people would have called it off after something. They would have said, well, the universe is trying to tell me not to go to New Hampshire. And maybe it was trying to tell you not to go right then. I don't know.
I think so, because I eventually fell into, an employer that allows me to work from home.
Yeah.
And so go remote full time. And that is really like the linchpin. That's
so you had a much better. So 5 years later, you were in a much better financial and job related position to even make the move.
Right.
So it worked out. Just a bit of an ugly way to get into it.
But it makes for a great radio story.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you had told when we met this weekend off the air, you told me that you've had a bit of a storied professional career, everything from a carny to a shipsman at sea, like on the high seas.
Long line fishing.
Tossed around by waves and storms. And you were telling some pretty cool stories. So Captain Kickass is here with us having just, I'm going to say just made the move. What, 2-3 months ago? You said it was Memorial Day?
Yeah, Memorial Day. I arrived. Did arrive?
Yeah.
Whatever the proper English is there. Arrove. No, that's the word I just made up. Rented a... I had a place that I put a deposit down before mm-hmm. I even got here. I went and saw the place, and, you know, it looked okay. It needed to be cleaned, and the guy's like, I got to have it cleaned yet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So I spent, like, I'll call it a week in a hotel locally. Waiting for that to all get done, you know, after post-move stuff. And then ended up having to have the flooring replaced in the place, too. So fortunately, my stuff was still in transit. I got here before my stuff did because I had it shipped. And so I literally camped in the kitchen. Mm. I bought a bed frame and a mattress off Amazon, of all places. Had it, you know, delivered. And so I camped in the kitchen. I set up my laptop. I got cable right away for the internet, right?
So you were all set then.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, I could work and, you know, I had a cell phone. So,
right. And,
you know, I got a place close enough to town where I could walk to anything.
Sure.
Grocery store,
go to a coffee shop or whatever.
And there is Uber out here, although... Wow, is it, like, not as available as it is in Seattle?
Well, I was surprised, actually, the other day. Again, we're talking about the Liberty Migration. For those that are maybe new to the show, a lot of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, I'm not sure how you describe yourself, but, you know, people who care about freedom have been migrating here over the last 15 years, roughly. And, in fact, Free Talk Live, as of today, celebrates its 13th full year here in New Hampshire. So
wait, I'm on the 13th anniversary show?
You are.
Nice.
You are. That's right. So yeah, it was Labor Day weekend. We left Florida Saturday night because it was back then we didn't have a Sunday show.
Yeah.
So we left right after. We'd packed the truck up in advance, you know, of the Saturday show. We did the Saturday show, packed the rest of the studio up. So, like, all my other stuff was packed in the truck. We packed the studio after we finished up the show. And just hit the road and drove straight through 26 hours, taking turns. My girlfriend and I at the time taking turns driving. Made it up here. I think we got here on that Sunday. And then set up the studio it wasn't quite working on Monday, so we skipped that Monday show, and so it was that Tuesday that we were back on the air. So we only missed a couple of days to make the move up here. But I was going to comment about Uber being up here. It's been here now for a few years. They started in Manchester and then Concord, and then finally expanded out here. Normally when I open it up, there's like one, maybe two vehicles that are available. But I was actually surprised. There was one day there were four whole vehicles available in Keene. But, you know, it's a small town.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is it going to be illegal to send unsolicited nude photographs in a state near you? It may be in Texas now. We'll tell you about that coming up. And plus, bus cops on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone. It's often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDarkBags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to do is dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, by the way, Johnson joining us here, Ian and Captain Kickass
in the
studio. Johnson, you've got a pretty big press release from the nation's largest retail chain, Walmart, in regards to some pretty major policy changes for the store. So we're going to get into that coming up here in just a moment. But as I was saying, we were kind of welcoming Captain Kickass here to the Keene area. He's a migrant as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. Are you a Free Stater as well? Did you join the Free State
project? I tend to not like to really sign much of
not
anything.
Not a joiner, okay.
Yeah.
That's totally respectable.
I call myself an individualist. That's the word I use just because it's not, doesn't carry any, you know, preconceived connotations.
Yeah.
It's a little more tame when people ask you about it. So
right.
That's kind of how I roll.
Okay, cool.
But, I mean, I'm all about that kind of a thing, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, you caught wind that something was happening here, regardless of the Free State Project, which is just one organization that encourages liberty-minded folks to migrate to New Hampshire. There's also, of course, the Shire Society, which is a decentralized group that doesn't have a board of directors. There's no king or head or president or anything like that. It's just a over at ShireSociety.com, there's just a statement that some people agreed on years ago, almost a decade, actually, yeah, just about a decade ago at this point. And you can either sign the declaration or not. And some people want to move here for the reason of being together with people that actually care about freedom. And as somebody coming from Seattle, I mean, there has to be a big change. I mean, beyond just the whole, you know, culture shock of moving from a major city, an urban metro area, to the middle of the woods, basically, where like a little tiny Keene is 23,000 people in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. It's the population center of
a little oasis.
Southwestern New Hampshire. We're basically in the woods here. You know, what was it like, and how long did you live in Seattle prior to coming here?
Oh, man, I had moved to Seattle in 96.
Okay.
So
20 years.
It's 22 years mm-hmm. or something like that. So, yeah, a long time. But, I, you know, like I said, I'm a Wisconsin kid originally. I grew up in a small town just north of Milwaukee.
So you're used to cold.
So
you're used to small town.
I wouldn't say used to it. I was in Seattle for 22 years, so I'm going to have to reacclimate
myself
enough. Now.
Yeah.
But I'm at least educated. I know that, like, I'm probably going to have to plug my car in the winter to make sure the block doesn't freeze so I can start it the next day kind of a thing, right? You know, I haven't shoveled, a drop of snow in over 20 years. So, you know, I'm sure I'll become reacquainted with the shovel real quick.
Yeah, for sure. So if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And as I said, on the way, we'll get to bus cops, plus the Texas law that says it may now be illegal to send unsolicited nude photographs. Johnson, do you have that press release from Walmart available?
Indeed.
Because that sounds like pretty big news. We can get into it. You know, as much as we could continue talking about Seattle, and I'm sure you'll have stories at some point, Captain Kickass, for, you know, to relate of what life was like there compared to here. But, you know, almost everybody everywhere, at least in the United States, probably has a Walmart near to them, unless you live in the heart of Seattle. Was there a Walmart?
Yeah, there's Walmart.
They even have Walmart in Seattle. Wow.
I don't know about in Seattle proper.
You have to go a little out on the outskirts?
Yeah, you got to get to, like, you know, one of the non-Seattle cities.
Suburbs.
That surrounds. Yeah, like Everett.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big Walmart there. There's one in Redmond and, you know, that kind of thing. So
most people have got one relatively nearby, and as many as, you know, don't want to admit it, a lot of people shop at these places. So what's going on? They sent out a press release, and it's a pretty big one.
Yep, so this is an announcement from the CEO of Walmart, Doug McMillan. Dear associates, a month ago in El Paso, Texas, a gunman with an assault-style rifle launched a hate-filled attack in our store, shooting 48 people and resulting in the loss of 22 innocent lives. Just a few days prior, two of our associates were killed by another associate in our store in South Haven, Mississippi.
Wow.
And hours after the shooting in El Paso, our country experienced another mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio. This weekend brought tragedy to Midland and Odessa, Texas. In South Haven and El Paso, our associates responded to anger and hate with courage and self-sacrifice. Our immediate priorities were supporting our associates and the impacted families and cooperating with law enforcement. In parallel, we have been focused on store safety and security. We also have been listening to a lot of people inside and outside our company as we think about the role we can play in helping to make the country safer.
And how many of those people that are contacting them actually shop at Walmart?
Right.
Because there's whenever there's some sort of a push for we need to change this corporation, it's almost always led and pushed heavily by people who don't even have a stake in that corporation. They're not working for them. They don't shop there regularly, but they want to see their way.
Yeah, and let's see if the decisions that are made, one, make the country safer, two...
Or Walmart safer,
yep. Right? Or either the country or Walmart, right? And... three, whether or not Walmart stockholders have a CEO they need to remove very, very quickly for making a decision mm-hmm. that it does not service the country, Walmart, or its stockholders.
Well, there's a good chance, that I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say there's a good chance that this CEO did not make this alone. He probably consulted with the board of directors first.
Sure.
If he
there may be an entire board that needs to be removed, but the CEO...
which will be a lot harder.
You know, decided to make that decision with the board of directors.
Right.
Is
I'm
going
presuming.
To be the prime target to be the one to go.
If that's, you know, again, if it's all the board of directors, I mean, we wouldn't know if it was a full vote, like a unanimous vote, or if it was split. I doubt that sort of data will be revealed in
this
press release.
Right.
Does he go on to say, you know, exactly what, you know, he has said he is going to do?
Yes.
Okay.
It's clear to us that the status quo is unacceptable. After visiting El Paso on the August 6th, I mentioned that we would be thoughtful and deliberate in our responses. We're ready to share our next steps. We've been giving a lot of thought to our sale of firearms and ammunition. We previously made decisions to stop selling handguns or military-style rifles, such as the AR-15, to raise the age limit to purchase a firearm or ammunition to 21, to require a green light on background check while a federal law only requires the absence of a red light.
How many of these lunatic shooters have been under the age of 21?
Actually, I think a good deal of them.
Really?
Yeah, I think there have been several. To require a green light on a background check while federal law only requires the absence of a red light, and to videotape the point of return for sale of firearms, and to only allow certain trained associates to sell firearms. Today we're sharing the decisions we've made that go further. After selling through our current inventory commitments, we will discontinue sales of short barrel rifle ammunition, such as the .223 caliber and 5.56 caliber, that, while commonly used in some hunting rifles, can also be used in large capacity clips on military style weapons. We will sell through and discontinue handgun ammunition, and we will discontinue handgun sales in Alaska, marking our complete exit from handguns.
Wow. All right.
That's just part of it.
Yeah, we'll get to the rest of this press release. Big news from Walmart. Not quite abandoning guns entirely, but major pullback here, and we'll tell you more, and I'm sure the gun people are like, it's not a clip! It's a magazine! More coming up.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The outer bands of Hurricane Dorian are hitting Florida as a Category 2 storm crawls by the southeast coast.
Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleen tells Fox News federal and state agencies are well prepared for Dorian because they planned ahead.
They've been working on evacuations for several days now. They got out in front of it. 27 counties, 6 million people affected. And we've got a ton of assets, supplies, and resources, shelters, all standing by.
McAleen was speaking there on Fox News, and many California residents are paying their respects at a makeshift memorial for those who lost their lives in a tragic boat fire off Santa Cruz Island. Santa Barbara resident Brian Moulton says the accident has touched people across the community.
Whether or not we knew them personally, it's a small community.
Rescue crews have recovered 20 bodies so far, with another 14 people presumed to be dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's a great site to go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash. And also they've got some really cool sort of subdomains like other sites that they've created, like local.bitcoin.com, which is a trading platform that is global, and it's finally a private trading platform. And what I mean by that is there's no ID requirement to sign up for local.bitcoin.com. They let you buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, and your communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted. So not even these site administrators know what you're saying unless you give them access to read, because sometimes you'll need to dispute a trade with somebody who might be trying to scam you or whatever, and then you might want to bring somebody in from the outside to look at what you've been saying. But by default, they cannot read it. Go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash there today. That's local.bitcoin.com. Johnson, you've got more coming up here of this. I don't know if it's shocking to some people. I guess others probably not surprised that Walmart has finally caved in to consumer pressures. Now, whether they were coming from their actual consumers or these busybody groups that have, you know, don't shop at Walmart, we don't know. I suspect there's a good chance a lot of the people who are complaining aren't Walmart shoppers, but nonetheless, we'll continue with what they're planning on banning. It sounds like so far you've said that they are, once they sell through their current inventory, they're going to get rid of 223 .223 and .556 ammunition.
So, yep. After selling through our current inventory of commitments, we will discontinue sales of short barrel rifle ammunition, such as. So it extends beyond just all short barrel rifle
ammunition. I see.
Such as the .223 caliber and .5.56 caliber that, while commonly used in some hunting rifles, can also be used in large capacity clips on military-style weapons.
Whoever this guy is doesn't know the difference between a clip and a magazine. The magazine is the device that you load into the gun that has the ammunition in it. The clip is something that stores ammunition before it goes into a
gun. You know, I was, like, waiting for him to say an assault rifle when they were discussing the AR-15, but clearly they had some people at least looking at this, generally, because it was a military-style rifle. I mean, it looked like somebody went in and did, like, a find-replace, probably, to, like, correct some of the errors, but missed that one.
They had to pass it through marketing first or something.
Yeah, something, and like somebody marketing. I've heard, you can't say this because I've heard that this is a wrong thing to say. Like,
you know they were tiptoeing carefully with this, for sure.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a disaster for Walmart.
When you say it's going to, I mean, you've got more of what's going to happen, but when you say it's going to be a disaster, what
do
you predict?
I mean, I'm basing it on facts, like the fact that immediately, like, what, it's been 1 year since Dick's made its announcement, right? Sporting Goods.
But did they pull all guns?
They pulled guns. I don't even know if they pulled all guns. They just made some very big inroads into doing the similar types of things.
I remember that.
And they lost $150 million in a year.
Woo!
So, you know, and then Gillette, right, did its whole, like, you know, Me Too campaign.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
You know,
they're still getting railed
about
for
how
that.
Men are all dumb, and they're all, you know, like, we need to teach men to be better. And by teaching men to be better, we mean we need to lose $8 billion.
Wow.
They've lost $8 billion since that
campaign. Holy crap.
Gillette is probably going away. Bye, Gillette.
Wow.
Good decisions. These, like, you know, these campaigns.
Just
that
change
just,
the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rebrand.
Or just be bought out. That's probably what will happen, is it's, you know, somebody else with five blades or something will buy them.
Well, actually, we were looking the other day at this. I think it was off the air. I was talking with one of my, I think it was my roommate about this. And he
I was making an Onion reference, an Onion joke there about, like, they had an Onion article where they just keep adding blades to these razors. Like, five blades, 20 six blades. Blades, seven blades.
The new 70 blade Gillette, the best a man can get.
Covering every direction possible, 360 degrees. Apparently, Gillette is actually owned by Procter & Gamble, so one of those massive mega corporations to where, you know what? $5 billion still pretty significant there. Their revenue in 2018, according to this, was $66 billion, so, I mean, $5 billion out of that, $8 billion out of that. Yeah, that's a pretty big chunk.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
So we can continue here with what's going on in Walmart, but let's go first to the phones, where Robert is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just want to give people a heads up. You know, it's almost harvest season, you know, for people that grow cannabis and stuff like that. Know that there are people that are out there that will just walk on your land and take your cannabis.
Yeah, that's why you don't want to let anybody know that you're growing cannabis, even though it's legal. In some states, and you're in a state where it is legal for you to personally grow some amount of plants. I don't know. I forget what the limits are in Vermont, but even though it's legal, you still don't want to tell people about it because they might decide that they want it instead.
Right. I was hit this morning sometime around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Somebody came to my house and took it, you know, and it's disturbing because I could be out there, you know.
Sure.
Or, you know, there's people around where I live at that, you know, women that jog around here. I mean, if somebody's got the balls to come to my property and do that, what else will they do?
That's a good question. Now, is it possible that your plants were visible from the road, or is it that you maybe told a few too many people? Because, you know, you generally shouldn't tell anybody that you're growing cannabis.
I didn't tell anyone.
Mm.
And, you know, my house is back quite a ways from the main drag. So I suspect that it's a neighbor up the street from me. I don't know for sure. He could be listening. Who knows?
Well, what I would say is if you've got a large enough crop, then, you know, it might not hurt to get like a game camera or something like that, some sort of an outdoor weatherproof camera device, and point that thing at got the, you know, the crop, and then if something does happen, at least you'll then have some sort of evidence. And I guess since it's legal, I mean, presuming you're under the legal limits, you could technically go to the police with the evidence at that point, because then they actually, you know, how much time they're going to put into trying to solve the crime is another question.
Does anybody offer, like, insurance for that kind of thing, if it's a illegal crop?
You know, I doubt it.
I know they have,
I
know they have other insurance for other...
Are you allowed to have bear traps on your property?
You know, that's a good idea. Set the bear trap. But,
then you'll hear it at 5 in the morning.
Somebody's screaming.
So, but no, I just want to give people a heads up.
And, thanks for that, Robert. Definitely appreciate it.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks for the call tonight. Yeah, you know, these things are still valuable. Cannabis... You know, it's not as expensive as it once was, but it is still not a cheap crop, and thefts are a very real possibility.
I just thought about maybe grow something else in addition to it, you know?
So, to cover it, you mean?
You know,
some
corn around the outside.
Something, absolutely. So beware and do what you got to do to protect yourself. Obviously, if you are a serious grower, you know, if you're not just throwing some seeds out in the backyard, you might want to consider doing an indoor grow operation just because, you know, there's some downsides, right? Like you could get pests and there's certain things that you kind of have to, you got to be aware of and deal with if they come up. But the benefit, of course, is you've got more security because it's indoors. And secondly, you got year-round growing, especially if you're in Vermont where, you know, you if you don't plant those seeds in the springtime, it's, you're wasting your time. So you can't do year-round growing outdoors in a lot of places. So
you want indoor, not outdoor.
Yeah, exactly. And you're then in more control as far as, you know, are you going to get pollinated from other crops that might exist outside that you don't know about?
It sounds like that guy needs to hire, you know, a weed nerd to come and help him.
Well, I mean, whether you know what you're doing or not won't stop you from getting pilfered, right?
Yeah,
like if you're growing outside and somebody finds out about it, then... You are at their mercy. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Cannabis, cannabis not yet announced by Walmart as a product that they're planning on taking, but, you know, maybe they're going to feel more comfortable with it now that they're not selling guns in their store. Now, it's not a total ban on guns yet, Johnson. You're going through the list of things. They put out a press release, a pretty major announcement here, saying they're going to stop selling short-barreled rifle ammunition, so including .223 and .556, which are common used in so-called assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And is this going to do anything whatsoever to stop Mad Men shooters? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those. Sound almost like you're here in the studio with us tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And the captain.
And we'll, of course, take your calls about anything, but we've been talking about this Walmart press release. The CEO, presumably the board of directors, also co-authored this, or at least signed off on it, where they're announcing that they're going to be, as soon as they're done selling through their inventory, so it's not that important. Right, like this isn't that pressing an issue where we feel like we need to stop.
There could be a couple more shootings.
Yeah, why wouldn't they just rip it off the shelves right now if it's right. that important?
They've paid for it, right? There's money to be made here. Now they may discount it, or maybe they won't even discount it. Maybe it's like, well, as soon as we're done selling through this pile of ammunition that we have in this warehouse over here, then we'll stop. But still, it's a big announcement. I don't mean to downplay it at all, and right. this is pretty serious, especially for people who thought that Walmart was on the side of gun sellers and the right to bear arms, or the gun buyers and the right to bear arms. And it sounds like they are backing down due to some amount of public pressure. But, Johnson, you had more to their press release, so let's keep it going.
Yeah, sure. So, right after they have their little bullet points about how they're not going to be selling 223 caliber and 5.56 that's, commonly used in hunting rifles. Hey, it's like the most common hunting rifle ammunition, but it can also be used in large capacity clips on military style weapons.
That's the word they used.
Yeah,
the
basically.
One.
And they're also saying that they're going to discontinue all handguns. Right after that, they get into saying, we know that these decisions will inconvenience some of our customers, and we hope they will understand. As a company, we experienced two horrific events in 1 week, and we will never be the same. Our remaining assortment will be even more focused on the needs of hunting and sport shooting enthusiasts. It will include long-barreled deer rifles and shotguns.
So sorry to anyone that wanted to defend themselves. Right. We're not focused on you anymore. They said earlier, just before we went to that other break, they said that it sounds like they're going to wind down Alaska handgun sales. So they, for whatever reason, we're still allowing handguns to be sold in Alaska, but not other states. So I guess it already made that restriction in other states.
Right. Much of the ammunition and much of the ammunition they require for this is the long barrel deer rifles and shotguns, as well as hunting and sporting accessories and apparel. We believe these actions will reduce our market share of ammunition from around 20% to a range of approximately 6 to 9%.
Sorry to interrupt you here. Our roommate just walked back in. As soon as he heard you talking about this this announcement, he was like, "My God, I got to get out to Walmart."
A huge box of 5.56.
A big box of ammunition.
Now, did you sell them out, or do they still have a bunch more?
You can tell they're very tired around there.
He says they're tired. Shelves are a little empty. So he literally walks back in with a very large box.
Were they on sale?
Of ammunition. Normal price. Regular
normal
price.
Yeah,
okay. Right, he doesn't have to pay the shipping fee. All right. Well, you are going to have to soon, because as soon as they sell out of this ammunition, you're going to have to go online. And, well, of course, then you'll save time and it'll be easier. So everybody wins.
So
they save money too.
They believe that their market share of ammunition will reduce from around 20% to a range of approximately 6 to 9%. We believe it will likely drift towards the lower end of that range over time, given the combination of these changes. As it relates,
and given the fact that some customers are going to be mad and they're going to just stop buying all their ammunition with you over
and
this,
and stop shopping there entirely, maybe they're really
well. That's the tough thing, right? Because We've talked about these corporate issues before in the past. I think the last time we really kind of got deep into it with people being upset about companies.
Yeah, I mentioned Dick's Sporting Goods. I could mention Starbucks. Which I'm drinking a Starbucks coffee. I could mention Gillette. These companies have lost massive sums of money when they do this stuff.
No doubt. So, yep. They take a political position and they get punished for it. But what I wanted to say was it's hard for people to, like, how many different places can you go and get a tube of toothpaste from? I mean, you can go to CVS, you can go to Walgreens, you can go to these stores. Of course, they're more expensive there because those are generally considered convenience stores. You could go to Target, but you know Target's just is going to be just as wussy on these issues as Walmart is, right? So, like, unless you have a locally run mega store that actually has decent prices. I mean, maybe like one of the closeout stores or something, Big Lots or something like that. But the point I wanted to make here was if you go back to, I think it was 2008 during the Obama-McCain campaign, remember when they both got on stage and they backed up national service? Remember that issue, national service, where the idea was that we're going to have our young people do 2 years of national service or 5 years or 3 months or whatever it was. They never really figured out how much they wanted to do. But, yeah, the idea was that both the Republicans and the Democrats were getting behind this idea of creating, as I think Obama put it, a government bureaucracy that is as large and as well-funded as the military to do so-called national service, which is basically not really volunteering, but paid work for the government, which is kind of like volunteering, but not really. Target backed that up. Home Depot backed that up. There was like this list of mega corporations. It was like, yeah, we support national service. And, you know, we had this conversation then. Well, where do you go shop? Because all of these corporations do stupid crap, and they make these decisions that inevitably will push out some customers. But then where do they go from there? I mean, you can go online, obviously, and that's clearly going to be a solution. But, I mean, is Amazon great?
I think if Walmart wants to really, like, set an example, what they need to do is offer a course to any employee that wants to take it on handgun safety, give them, the opportunity to have either open carry in the store themselves as employees or concealed, carry permits, leverage their position and offer that as a benefit to their employees. If all of their employees are armed, there's not going to be another shooting at Walmart.
Well, if there is, it won't be very long-lasting in that case. Now, I don't know what that does to an insurance policy, if they're going to have to pay more for insurance if they were to put some sort of a system like that into place. But regardless, that's not even an option on the table for them.
Yeah. Well, and then it makes me question why they're even announcing this. Like, they could have just made these moves.
Well,
and not said a word.
No, you can't. Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but they have to make an announcement because it is a major policy change. I mean, we haven't even gotten through it yet. They're also going to prohibit open carry.
It will become clear here pretty shortly about why they have to announce this. And this is the paragraph where it becomes clear.
Okay.
As it relates to safety in our stores, there have been multiple incidents since El Paso where individuals attempting to make a statement and test our response have entered our stores carrying weapons in a way that frightened or concerned our associates and customers. We have also had
morons who, I'd just like to add, feel like they've got to use private property to have their little political statement. And I disagree with this particular. I mean, I'm somebody who supports the right to protest, but not on somebody's private property unless you've got their permission.
Yeah.
I don't know that this that necessarily applies to what you're saying is maybe covers that, but this is a lot broader than that, and I don't think that it's just specifically limited to what you're saying, and I'll expound on that in a second here. They say, we have also had well-intentioned customers acting lawfully and have inadvertently caused the store to be evacuated and local law enforcement to be called to respond. These incidents are concerning, and we would like to avoid them. So, we are respectfully requesting that customers, and this is in bold, we are respectfully requesting that customers no longer openly carry firearms into our stores or Sam's Clubs in states where open carry is permitted.
Requesting.
Unless they are authorized law enforcement officers. Unless they are part of the blue class.
Now, I'm not going to say who it is, but you know somebody who works at the local Walmart here in the area.
Mm-hmm. Several people that work at the local Walmart.
One of them is in management. Have you been made aware that in regards to this release, is there a signage change? No, but is there a signage change? Meaning when you walk in the front door, does it say no open carry?
I don't know. I haven't been, and the person that I know that works in management is not working today.
I see. This just broke today,
news.
Okay. You didn't happen to see anything, roommate, when you went there on the door, no obvious, no open carry sign. So now this gets into that sort of weird, and there's more to the story, right? We'll get into it. But this gets into that sort of nebulous area where Starbucks kind of did this half dance where, like, well, we would like to request. Well,
let me say something here. Yeah. So the management person that I know, I mean, and just think about this as a manager. People don't think about this from that perspective. Now, as a manager, you would have to approach every single person carrying a firearm walking into the store and confront them.
Right.
So that means if there is an active shooter, 100%, you're going to be walking right up to that
855, 453, like freedom, free talk live.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Under my eyes, I used to have bags. Not terrible, but it was noticeable, and it seemed to go away. It makes my skin nice. My hands look better. I know that internally it's doing good, and I think that everybody ought to have this because it's real food. I mean, you could say that there's nothing spectacular in what's happened to me, but I figured out what I need, and this is a definite basic part of what I need.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.